Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. I'd like to return once more to the world of Chinese mythology and legend in this episode. You might remember our previous discussion of Chiseltooth, a monstrous ogre ultimately slain by the mighty archer Ho Yi. Well, today we have another unnatural creature that only Yi or another suitable hero or god was capable of slaying, the Nine Faces of Death. It's another being detailed in the classic of Mountains and Seas, or the Shanhai Jing, which you might remember us recording an episode of Stuff to Blow Your Mind about. And as Xu Tingni describes in the excellent book Chinese Myths, the entity's name, Ju Ying, or Nine Infants, doesn't quite convey the true monstrosity of the creature. Because this creature does present you with the heads of nine infants, but these heads are attached to a monstrous green or black serpentine body. Each head inflicts one of the nine pains: burning, corroding, freezing, drowning, blinding, poisoning, violence, destruction, and cruelty. The Anne Burrell translation of the Shanhai Jing translates the monster's name as Aid Willow. It is also known as Sheng Lu. This is the name astronomers give the only known moon of the dwarf planet, 225088 Gonggong, itself named for the Chinese water god. For it is said that Ju Ying was once a minister of the water god, but was left to fend for itself after Gonggong's defeat in divine battle. And so the nine-headed monster roamed the earth, feeding with its nine heads from the nine mountains, leaving toxic swamps, gorges, famine, and devastation in its wake. It helped bring about the great flood, and neither heaven nor hell would permit the creature's entry, according to Ni. And so it was left to the mighty archer Yi to slay the creature. In the Handbook of Chinese Mythology by Yang et al., the authors attribute the monster's slaying, at least in some versions, to Yu the Great, the legendary ruler and tamer of floods. After its slaying, the monster's foul blood is said to have corrupted the very earth that it spilled upon, and so Yu dug out the soil three times and built a terrace for the gods on Kunlun Mountain out of the excavations. The authors here add that some orally transmitted versions of the tale hold that the monster survived as more of a nine-headed dragon, only to ultimately meet its death at the hands of the creator goddess Nuwa. Whoever its slayer, it is clear that the nine faces of death are no match for bravery, ingenuity, and creative power. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.